You mentioned trials looking at lapatinib combined with other chemotherapeutic agents. What about other settings, and particularly the adjuvant setting?
The excitement to me about the results of the lapatinib study really relate to the fact that I think there clearly is now a second very effective drug at shutting down the HER2 axis in HER2-positive breast cancer patients. This data just reinforces what we've clearly learned from Herceptin, that really keeping that axis quiet, so to speak, is the main thing that one wants to do when treating those patients, because it seems Herceptin makes lots of chemotherapy drugs work a whole lot better. Clearly, when you've got a second drug that can shut that axis down that works in a different way, obvious questions are, well, are there patients where one is better than the other? Are there patients where lapatinib, say, will be better than trastuzumab? Are there patients where the combination will be better? So I think these are things that will clearly need to be looked at in earlier frontline, neoadjuvant, adjuvant. Personally, I think it makes sense to take the step into the neoadjuvant setting first. I think the data in the lapatinib capecitabine, the activity there is strong enough to justify doing neoadjuvant therapy in patients who have not received trastuzumab, and then post-op you can come in and give them Herceptin trastuzumab, and they're still getting standard therapy. For me, it's a bit of a jump right now to go no Herceptin, just lapatinib in the adjuvant setting, personally.